paragraph Yudches. V'ze bechinas melchemes amolek. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain one of the most important things in Judaism, because our most important adversary, the most important adversary of the Jewish people, is Amalek. The Torah testifies, Reishis Goyim Amalek, he's the worst, he's the leader. He combines all the evil of all 70 nations in the one. He is the greatest threat to Klal Yisrael. Now let's learn what the threat is, what's this all about? What's the problem with Amalek? Ki Amalek, paragraph Yudches, v'zeh b'chinas melchemes Amalek. Ki Amalek, ikur hisgabrusoi be'eis she'Yisrael noiflim me'ayirachas v'shom. When does Amalek strike? When he sees that the Jews have fallen away from Yira. They're not perfect. They're not doing what they're supposed to do in Yira for Hashem. B'chinas, as the Torah writes very clearly, that remember what Amalek did to you when he came to attack you, vi'ato oyef v'yogeya, and you were tired and worn out, v'loy yorei elokim. You did not have fear of Hashem. You didn't have the respect for Hashem. That's what attracts Amalek. Amalek sees that, and he sees this is perfect game for me. When Amalek sees that, he wants to attack and replace the year of Kedusha that he sees we're lacking in, to replace it with the wrong kind of year. We should be afraid of him and the other nations. We should be afraid of all kinds of materialistic things. And the battle of Amalek is on two levels. It's above in heaven, in the realm of spirituality, and it's down below in the Olam HaGashmi, as the Zohar HaKadosh says. When the Zohar HaKadosh asks, how come Moshe Rabbeinu sent Yehoshua out to do battle against Amalek? That's not the Jewish way. A Jewish leader says, Acharai, follow me. How come Moshe Rabbeinu is sending Yeshua out? So the Zohar HaKadosh says, because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that whenever the Jews are going through any major, major crisis like this, it's taking place on two levels. Up in heaven, there's a battle in the United Nations over there, where each nation has its representative angel. And the angel of Mitzrayim, the angel of Amalek, is coming to attack the Jewish people in the heavenly court. And then there's the physical battle down below. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, you'll handle the easier battle. You'll handle the physical battle. I'm going upstairs. I'm going up al Rosh HaGiva to address the Ruchni battle, the battle over there. Dahainu shebo b'melchom al Yisrael b'gashmias. Amalek comes to attack the Jews on a physical level. V'gam machnis kfirois balev. And he also injects atheism into our hearts. So that we will not be able to take those fears, those physical fears that are surrounding us, our enemies, our financial crises, and all the other crises, and elevate it to its source, to recognize that it's all from Hashem. Because these wrong kinds of fears, when a person is afraid of things that they're not supposed to be afraid of, when the fear is directed to things other than Hashem, those fears are the concept of din, from which the klipos and the sitra achra draw their strength. Umi shezoiche lahavchin hoemes. Whereas a Jew who is zoiche to realize the truth, shekol hayirois hanefulois, Hakoil mi Hashem Yisborach, that all of these things that are frightening me are all really from Hashem. Umale hakoil lisharoshoi, and the person lifts it all up to its source. Lehisyore rak mi Hashem Yisborach, to use it as a motivation, as an inspiration, to develop real fear and awe and respect for Hashem. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of anything else. And if I have the proper fear and respect for Hashem, all these other things can be solved. All of these other things, Hashem can handle it. One-stop shopping. Hashem is the total solution. Shemimenu HaKoel, everything is from him. Azai Adarabba, then just the opposite. Magia loy toive gedoilo al yidei elu hayiris nefulois. This Jew derives incredible benefit from these things that were frightening him before. Kiali deze choizer l'Hashem Yisborach. Because it motivates him, it inspires him to run to Hashem, to return to Hashem. A Jew who reads the map properly, whenever he sees a crisis, here goes, another hour of Hispoidus, another hour of Tehillim, maybe this time I'll even get to cry to Hashem. It's starting to hurt enough that I think I'm gonna even be able to cry to Hashem. And maybe I'll give more tzedakah, or maybe I'll be nicer to my wife and children. Well, he uses all of it, he translates all of it correctly, that it's all coming from Hashem, and it's all for one purpose, to bring me, to make my relationship better with Hashem. However, because of the fact that we said that these yirois nefulois are from the side of din, shemehem achizas ha-sitrachra, and that's also the place where the sitrachra draws its power from, lefomim misgaberes ha-sitrachra, sometimes the sitrachra gets strength, it gets stronger from these yirois nefulois, ad shema'akemes lev ha'odom, to the point where it twists the person's heart out of shape. The person has a wrong turn in his heart. V'noifel rak la'atzvus al yidei hayirois nefulois. And as a result of these pressures and fears and phobias that the person's encountering, it leads the person into depression. V'einoi choizer l'Hashem Yisborach. And when a person is depressed, they cannot do tshuva. Ulefomim is gabrol of kolkach. And there are times when it gets so powerful, at sheboli de kfirus chasushom, where the person ends up, you know, they have no choice. If there's a Hashem, I have to serve Hashem. If I'm going through all of these problems and I'm not relating it to Hashem, then the only other choice is to deny Hashem, chas v'shalom, to make believe there is no Hashem, chas v'shalom. V'zeh ikar milchemes Amolek. This is the main focus of Amolek. This is the main battle of Amolek. Shemafchid esodam b'cheloisov, betoikif memshalto shel malchus horisho. The Amalek frightens people with his power, with his tremendous kingdom of the malchus of Rasho. Avlal yidei zeh hoyoyochoy lagia toiva. However, as a result of these frightening things, this could all serve as a benefit for the Jews. Kal yidei zeh yoshuvu el Hashem. This could all be a motivation, inspiration to return to Hashem, just like we find when the Jews left Egypt. And Paray came after us with 600 powerful chariots. The Torah says, Uparoy hikriv. Paray was approaching, and the Jews saw, Vayitzaku l'Hashem, they started screaming to Hashem. And the Zohar Kodesh says, it doesn't say Paray korav. Paray korav would mean Paray was approaching. Hikriv means when you bring something close, when you take something that's far from somewhere else, and you bring it close. The Zohar Kodesh says, Paroi hikriv es bnei Yisroel aviyam sheba shemayim. Paroi drove the Jews close to Hashem. He brought us close to Hashem. Because until we saw him, we were relaxing. We was making barbecues. And we're out of Egypt. Now it's time for vacation. Let's have a great time. And then they saw this guy coming, screaming, I'm going to murder you. Suddenly, uh-oh, what's Hashem's number? 911-001? Time to scream again. Time to look for Hashem again. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Batsarli, when I find myself in a tight spot, in a constriction, Ekra Hashem, I call out to Hashem. That's what should be done. Avalhu mizgaber lahachnis kfirois balev. Whereas Amalek twists it and makes it into an excuse to deny Hashem, for people to reject religion completely. They figure, if I'm religious, I get punished for doing a bad thing. If I ignore Hashem, if I deny Hashem, then I'm not in that world. I'm out of that world. I'm not in the religious world with punishment and suffering. They think they can escape it by making believe it's not there. We know that babies, small kids, 3-year-old, 4 years old sometimes, when you want to scare them, what does a kid do? They turn around. You're not there anymore. The problem is not there anymore. I'm not looking at you. If I'm not looking at you, it means you're gone. What do you mean? I ain't gone. I'm right here. And that stick is right. No, the kid's not looking. I don't see it. These are the adults that are doing this. To deny Hashem, litlois hakoil bateva chasishon, and to define everything as nature, kedei shelo yeshuvu Hashem chasishon, so that they should not do tshuva chasishon. Vaydeze mezgaber yoyse v'yoyse. And when that happens, Amalek gets stronger. V'chein choyzeres cholil chasishon, and it feeds on itself. It, you know. This is what the pasuk says about Amalek. Vayizanev becho kol hanechesh sholem achrecha. That Amalek attacked the tail. He went for those in the back, the weak ones, nechsholem, the ones who were very, very weak. Velo yore elikim. And you didn't have proper yira at the time. Sheikar hiskabrusoi aloison sheinom yirei elikim. Those who are most vulnerable to Amalek are those who do not have yira for Hashem. What do you mean they don't have yira? They're afraid, but they don't know how to take all the yiras of this world and elevate it to Hashem. And this is also coming literally from Amalek. Because of the denial, the atheism that Amalek injected into our hearts. And therefore, who's the one who defeats Amalek? Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Hadas. Moshe Rabbeinu is known in all the Sifrei Kabbalah as Das. Bechinas, as the Torah tells us, V'hoyo kasher yorim Moshe yodoi, when Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, then the Jews were victorious. And the Gemara says, what does that mean? Bizman she Yisrael mistaklim klape ma'ala. By lifting up his hands, he was motioning to the Jews, look up, don't look down. Whatever you see down here is coming from upstairs. Don't look, don't yell at the rock. Somebody throws a rock at you and it hits you in the head. Don't start yelling at the rock. Look past the rock. Look to see who threw the rock. Umalin hayirois l'sharoshom. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us how to elevate the yira to its origin, to its source. Paragraph Yutes. And this is the tremendous joy of Purim. Bechinas vegilu bira'oda. Rejoice with trembling. Look how the pasuk puts these two words side by side. Any regular person who doesn't study Torah looks at this and says, this is off the wall. This is off the charts. Vegilu, rejoice with trembling. How do you do that? Bechinas, as the pasuk continues, bekoshemoi, within Hashem's name Yudkei, ve'ilzulafonav, and rejoice in front of Hashem. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, gam ki elech begeit salmoves, even when I'm walking in the valley of death, lo'iro ro, I'm not afraid of anything. Ki ato imodi, because you are with me, you Hashem, taroich lefonai shulchan neged sore, and you prepare for me a table. You know, even when I'm going through all kinds of oppositions and battles, you're taking care of me, Hashem. Koisi revoya, my cup is full. My cup is full. Bechinas hashichrus shel Purim. This refers to the full cups on Purim. Even those guys, the Breslovers, who during the year, they just put a little bit in the bottom of the cup, just a little bit. On Purim, the cup is fulleth. Ad delo yoda bein or haman l'boruch Mordechai. To the point where the person can't differentiate between cursing Haman and blessing Mordechai. Bein ho'avoida machmas yira sa'inish, the person cannot differentiate between serving Hashem out of fear of punishment, shehu b'chinas oror Haman, which is the curse of Haman. Haman is a stick. Amalek is a stick, we learned before, that Hashem uses to scare us, to beat us up. Shemisyore me ho'arurim shebetoira, whereby the person is afraid of the curses that are found in the Torah, or a person who will do this, or the Toichacha, cursed is a Jew who does this bad thing, cursed is a Jew who does that bad thing, bein ho'avoido machmas ahava udveikus, versus serving Hashem out of love and deep closeness, Shehu Bechinas Baruch Mordechai. That's the concept of the blessing of Mordechai. It says on Purim, you're supposed to reach such a high level where there's no difference between them. Where the Yiras Einish doesn't drive you into Atzvus, the Yiras Einish drives you to Simcha. Because I'm afraid of a patch, what do? I do mitzvahs, I do great things, I don't get patched. Or I'm able to defend myself. He wants to patch me because he thinks I did this, I'll prove to him I'm not that person at all. I love Hashem. Ki gam me Yiras Einish, hu someach v'toyiv leiv, because the tzaddikim teach us that even from Yiras Einish, a person can be joyful and happy. Me'achar shemamin shakoil me'Hashem yisborach levad. If you believe it's coming from Hashem, v'hakoil letoiva, and it's a favor to me, it's a benefit for me. The Gemara tells us about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. What could be worse, right? What could be worse than Hashem took the Holy Temple and burned it, destroyed it to smithereens? They plowed the whole Yerushalayim and they murdered everybody. The Gemara says there's another way of looking at that, buddy. Because Hashem wanted to do that to us. Hashem wanted to destroy us, Klal Yisrael, to smithereens, to a point where there would have been no comeback at all. And thank Hashem, thank G-O-D, that instead he decided to rent his anger on the building, on stones and bricks and everything, so that we're still around. We're still around to mourn for it. Had he not done that, would have been a billion. See, here's an example where until you learn that, everybody knows. The Chur Beis Mikdash is a tragedy. It's a terrible thing. It's the worst day of the year, but bad. The tzaddikim show us there's a good side to it. That on Tisha B'Av, there's a rejoicing. The first half of the day, we're sitting on the floor. The second half of the day, we get up off the floor. We're off the floor. You're off the floor. Where's it? What? No, we're not mourning anymore the same way at all. We're getting ready for Mashiach. Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. There's all kinds of things to rejoice. We don't start dancing, you know, but we know that other side to it. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into this a little stronger, this understanding about Yiras Einish and how to take it the right way. Because there isn't a sefer of Musar in the whole Torah that doesn't speak about this, that doesn't present these two sides of fear of Hashem and enumerate the terrible, terrible punishments and suffering that Hashem gives to people in this world and in the next world. So obviously it requires correct interpretation.